Today is Thursday, February 17th, 2022, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. Did I say screw you on yesterday's show? I don't even know. Gary Bearden says, please screw me. Laugh out loud. Okay, Gary. I don't know what I said. Did I say I'm going to make it a shorter show, and if you don't like it, screw you? I don't know. I have no idea what I said, you people. I don't know what I say. I don't have a good memory anymore. I don't know if I ever did. I feel like I never had a great memory. I've always been forgetful, so I don't think it's an old age thing. It's, I have so much going on in my mind at any given time. As we know, I'm programming, learning Blender, playing a trumpet, working out, cooking, all of these things like all at once. Sometimes I'm in a meeting at work and playing my trumpet at the same time. So I think my mind just is a little ADD and flits here and there, and I forget things. But even when I was younger, I would walk out to my car and realize I didn't have my keys, or, you know, forget my wallet and not be able to get in wherever I was going, or pay for something, or, you know, whatever. But I think the thing about podcasting is when I say something, it's almost as if, you know, when you write something down, sometimes you forget it because it's written down. You've taken that information out of your brain. Ooh, you didn't hear that, but I just burped. And you've written it somewhere, and so your brain no longer needs to store that because you did that. Anyway, so yeah, I don't remember what I said, but Fatty says, is the Pride 48 thingy not notifying when new shows are posted? Yeah, there was a problem with it, and I took it offline, and it probably will go back in commission this weekend. You know, it's funny because I didn't think anyone even cared, to be honest. I worked pretty hard on that, actually. I mean, I coded that myself, you know, pat myself on the back. And it's a bot, and it downloads all of the episodes and make sure that they are the ones, you know, the most recent episodes are the ones that are played on the stream. Although we've got really old episodes and it rotates. So, you know, you probably will hear old episodes as well if you go to the stream, because I do have to manually delete those when we get too many. But anyway, it downloads them. It tweets. It has some Discord functionality that I'm working on and some other things. But because I'm the developer, and it's not my full-time job, when something goes wrong, it takes me a little bit of time to get it fixed, because I have to find the time, I have to do debugging and, you know, figure out what the problem is. I have to do it on weekends, nights and weekends when I have a free minute. And then anyway, so that's it. Yes, it's down at the moment. It's only been down for a few days, maybe a week. I don't remember exactly the date that I took it down, but it was recently. But yeah, and when I take it down, I get people say, oh, is the Twitter thing not working anymore? I mean, it's just like, you know, but I guess because no one's going to mention it when it's working. If you guys want to take a look on I'm a little bit proud of this. If you want to take a look on the Pride 48 page, it doesn't look the best, because I'm still need to do some like design work. But if you go to the show page and then you click on any of the shows, like let's take Big Fatty Online, for instance, and you click on that show, there's a listen now section, and that now has the most recent episode. Now I say that it won't, because I took the bot offline. So it's going to have an episode from last week. So if you go and do it today, it's going to be an episode from last week. But once I get the bot back online, every time there's a new episode, it updates on the website, and the player is always playing the most recent episode of that podcast. And I'm proud of that. But yeah, the bot's not running right now. So the episode is whatever the last episode was before I took it offline, which would be sometime last week, I believe, for all podcasts. And then some podcasts are so old that their feed is not valid anymore. So if you click on one that's really old and not around anymore, it won't have anything, or it'll have a player. I don't know what that looks like. I need to look at one where the feed is gone. Like there's no feed anymore. I try to archive them if they're no longer podcasting, but, let's look on Life on the Shit List. Yeah. If there's a player there, but there's nothing to play. So the play button is disabled. I mean, you know, it's the best I could do with the time I had to work on it. But yes, that bot does all of that stuff. Like all of, and I want to add more functionality to it. But again, it's, you know, it soothes me to write code, but I have to find time to do it. Cause like tonight, just to give you guys a for instance, I worked until about 5:40, and then I grabbed a little snack, and then I started recording about I must have worked till 5:30, and then I grabbed a snack, came up, ate a few chips, and then I started recording about 5:40. And when I'm done editing this and posting it, which will be about 6, I will go downstairs and we will work out for about a half an hour. And then I will cook. And, you know, my cooking here lately has basically been heating things that are frozen. So it's not like it takes me a lot. But by the time I cook and then we eat, and then, you know, I may or may not clean up the kitchen. A lot of time Mark will clean up the kitchen if I'm the one that cooked. But by the time all that's done, it's 9:30, 10 o'clock. And then we watched a little bit of TV and then it's time for bed. So it's hard to have time. And I actually have some work that I have to do tonight. It's nothing stressful. It's actually something I enjoy doing. But I have to work on it tonight because it's something I need to work on when I don't have any meetings so I can focus on it. So generally my weeks are very busy. Like yesterday, just to, you know, kind of bring you guys up to speed with my life. Yesterday, I had a orchestra rehearsal. And so as soon as I was done recording, I got in the car and went to orchestra rehearsal and then rehearsed until 8. And then I picked up some food. Mark had some duck eggs in the refrigerator and occasionally he wants Filipino type cuisine. But I don't know how to cook Filipino food. I try to cook adobo, but I don't even think I get that right. Even though I'm following a recipe and I'm a good cook, but you know, nothing's like your down home mama's cooking. And I don't know how his mom makes her adobo, but I feel like nothing I make quite matches what he grew up with. And so occasionally I'll cook that, or gnealing is another thing that's very easy to cook. But most times I don't. And I need to get better at that. But most times I don't. So sometimes he'll get to missing Filipino cuisine and he'll want to make something himself. So last night he had duck eggs and he had bought tomatoes. And they take the duck eggs and they're like a hard-boiled egg. They cure them in salt, I think. And anyway, they come that way. I mean, he didn't boil them. They were already boiled and cured and all that when he bought them. But then he takes them out. He cuts them up and into cubes, or, you know, into pieces. And then he cuts up the tomatoes and he mixes the tomato and the egg. And that's the dish. He made a corn. He likes to buy this canned corned beef and he fries it I mean, sautés it. I mean, not like deep fries, but like cooks it with some garlic and other things. And then he eats that with rice. And so he had corned beef, rice, and tomato and duck eggs. I just had a burger from Wendy's and some chips. I didn't even have fries. I just had chips. And yeah, we did that. And then, you know, it was, again, we watched Jeopardy and with Maya Bialik. And then it was time for bed. And then I worked and rinse and repeat. And it was supposed to possibly snow again today, but it didn't. It may get icy, though, because it's below freezing now. And it rained so hard this morning. It woke us both up at like 6 a.m. It sounded like a tornado. I'm not kidding. Anyway, gotta go. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.